السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the four types of rivers that you would get in Jannah: rivers of water, rivers of milk, wine that does not intoxicate, and clarified honey. We also explained that there are four rivers of this world that originate in Jannah: the Sayhan, Jayhan, the Euphrates, and the Nile. This is according to a narration in Sahih Muslim. And then we spoke about the biggest river in Jannah, which is Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. It originates in Jannatul Firdaus, the highest part of Jannah, and it flows onto the plains of resurrection into the pond, which is known as the Hawd al-Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar. On the banks of these rivers are hollowed pearls, which enhance the beauty. The jugs that are used for drinking as numerous as the stars. The sand on the riverbed is of musk, the pebbles of rubies and gems. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the Sahaba there will be birds on these riverbanks with necks as big as that of camels. And Umar radiallahu anhu said, these are very lucky birds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the people who will eat the birds are even luckier. And those necks that are big like that of camels means the meat will be fleshy and it will be tasty. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the pond of Kawthar and the river of Kawthar, that the water is sweeter than honey and whiter than snow. Now, we've been speaking about the foods of Jannah and the drinks of Jannah. You need utensils, you need cutlery. Let's look at verses of the Quran in this regard. يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِصِحَافٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ. There'll be trays and cups of gold, genuine gold, that will be passed around. And then in that very verse Allah says, وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسِ. In Jannah you'll get whatever your heart desires. These things which we are discussing are those things which Allah has mentioned, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, which we can to some extent understand. Fruits, drink, food. But there are many things in Jannah which have not been mentioned because we don't have the capacity to understand it on earth. The famous hadith, مَا لَا أَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. In Jannah there are such things no eye has seen, no ear has even heard about it, and no heart has the ability to even imagine it. That's what's in Jannah. So coming back to the utensils, وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا قَوَارِيرًا مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ. You will find vessels of silver and cups of crystal, قَوَارِيرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ, crystal clear silver. Then, in terms of your dress, يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ, fine silk, thick silk. You'll have fine silk garments, thick silk garments. مِنْ خُضْرٍ, some of it will be green. In terms of the jewelry, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا. The people of Jannah will wear bracelets of gold and they will wear pearls. Then the couches of Jannah, not Motani, much better than that. وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَ. The Quran says it will be elevated. Your couch or your throne will be elevated. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقٍ. The people of Jannah will recline on couches which are made of silk brocade. The servants of Jannah, وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ. You'll have boys in Jannah who will live forever. You don't have to worry about a retirement fund for your servants in Jannah. And sometimes in this world you see your employee, your mood goes. In Jannah when you see your servants, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. When you see your servants, it will be like you're looking at scattered pearls. In a narration it's mentioned, every Jannati will have minimum 1,000 servants. Each one of them will be doing something different in your service. Each one of them. Now I want to share with you one verse of the Quran before we wrap up for today. Anything in life, if you want to enjoy it, you want to enjoy it with your family. I want to go for Umrah, but I want to take my kids. I want to go on holiday, I want to take my kids. Whatever I enjoy, I want my wife and I want my children to enjoy. The people of Iman, Allah says in Surah Tur, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. If you died with Iman and your family members died with Iman and both of you are in Jannah, but let's say the father was a pious guy, he's on a higher level, And his children were okay, teacheve, they're on a lower level. Because of the father's desire to be united with his entire family in Jannah, I'm just using father as an example, it could be the mother, it could be the grandfather, Allah will elevate the ranks of the remaining members of the family so you can all enjoy a higher level in Jannah as a result of the one person in that family who was more pious. أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. That person, his rank won't drop, but Allah will give promotion to the others so you can enjoy the bounties of Jannah on a greater level as a family. Today you fly business class, mother and father, their children in economy. No upgrade. Right? No upgrade. They in Jannah, they say upgrade for everyone. Not into business, but into first class. Easy steps to Jannah. Yesterday we discussed, you conceal the fault of another Muslim, Allah will grant you Jannah. Today I want to discuss a hadith. You read the 12 rakat sunnat mu'akkada every day. Allah says, I'll build for your house in Jannah. 2 rakats before Fajr, 4 before Zuhar, 2 after Zuhar, 2 after Maghrib, and the 2 after Isha. The 12 sunnat mu'akkada in one day. You make sunnat mu'akkada part of your daily routine. Every day Allah is building a house for you in Jannah. Tomorrow, brothers, inshallah, we'll be talking about the hoors of Jannah. Come early. I finished my preparation today. I was doing it. I can tell you it'll be hot stuff. Or like the lighties say, it will be lit. Subhanallah. Yeah.